Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, Phaser, we're here, baby.
Saturday morning baseball.
Saturday morning baseball, and we got sunshine. How
we
about
got
that?
A bright, sunny day, and we're getting ready to take on the Anzonia Tigers.
The Tigers.
Indians coming in here 4-2, Fee.
4-2, playing pretty good right now. Last couple games, we lost the heartbreaker on Thursday night to the Marion Local Flyers, but came back strong last night against a good Anna Rocket team.
Yeah, beat a hot Anna Rocket team.
Very hot,
too.
One four in a row wins they had coming in there. They went out with one loss in a row.
Yes, sir. Caden Holman shut them down last night along with Riley or Colson Post. And it was a nice victory for the Indians last night on a chilly night. Had a huge crowd out here, all the kids. And
oh, yeah.
Did you get the helmets? Did you get the helmets delivered?
Yep, Cody's ready. He's fired up, happy about it.
Well, good stuff right there. We heard they sold over 200 of them puppies.
200 of them babies. How about that?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So we're getting ready here this morning, and I tell you what, we got a pretty loud PA announcer in our background right now.
Footy's got her cranked up.
Footy's got her going, and looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll be back here in a little bit. Saturday morning baseball against the Anzonia Tigers and the Fort Recovery Indians here
at
Lefevre Fields, and we'll be back in a little bit after the national anthem. And we'll be ready for first pitch shortly after that.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you love ice cream but are looking for a sugar-free option, the Fort Recovery Dairy has just what you're looking for. Stop out and indulge yourself with a cone or a cup of our sugar-free, soft-serve ice cream. You're going to love it. At Fort Recovery Dairy, we want to offer you options you're looking for, whether it's sugar-free, dairy-free, frozen yogurt, or Dole Whip. Stop out today and try some of these healthier options. The Fort Recovery Dairy, your favorite spot for sweet treats. Check out the Fort Recovery Dairy social media pages like Facebook and Instagram for our weekly ice cream and food specials. God bless America.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
All right, welcome back. We're back at her.
We're going to play one more commercial, Spencer? No, nope. We're not playing any more commercials.
We are.
Sorry about your luck, Joanne. We're out.
she'll be back in
the first break. We'll get her on the next one.
We're back here at the old Ford Field here getting ready for the battle on Saturday morning here against the Arizona Tigers.
Yes,
and Tigers come in, I saw you said, 1-4 here early on this campaign.
Just got a win, though, Thursday night against the Bradford Railroaders, 10-0.
The Railroaders. Well, I'll tell you what, we got Dylan Evers on the mound, and you know, I think this would be a good game for him to come out, pitch good, get some confidence.
Yeah,
throw some strikes, let him hit the ball. Last night our defense was fabulous, and
Got a good team behind you. Just trust it and throw strikes and let them hit the ball.
Yeah, let them hit the ball and see once what happens. They get base hits.
That defense, Calvi. We got Caden Greasy at third. Alex Garkey, shortstop today. Austin Segrist at second base. Footy is at first. Out in the outfield, we got Gavin Evers, Reese Wendell.
Gavin's on the mound. I think that's Keegan Mullenkamp
And then, you are correct.
We got Reese out in center, and then
Mason
over at right field. So there's first pitch coming in here to.
We got a strike.
Robinson, the foul ball. Center fielder here. Kanan Robinson, a junior for the Tigers, leads everything off here, and first pitch comes in, foul ball for a strike one, and we are underway. Cameron Engel on deck Tigers.
Brody Hart behind the plate, and big Gavin Evers on the mound.
That's a high one, climbed the ladder on that one. That's a ball high.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. Indians coming in here at 4-2. Let's get that five wins here.
Yeah, let's get five. I like the idea.
Swing and a miss right there.
Threw it right by him.
Yep, good pitch right there by Gavi. Gavi going to work for a great construction company this summer.
Is that right?
Yep, he's going to work for the B&D boys.
The B&D boys. Can't beat that.
That one's popped straight up in the air. That's going to maybe stay in play. I don't know, and it's going to, just hit the edge.
Hit the edge.
Of the dugout.
Good hustle over there by Footy and Brody Hart. Off the bounce.
Yeah, we can't count that one.
Probably won't let us have that one.
Can't count that one.
So Gavin's going to work for you, huh?
Gavin's going to work this summer for the B&D boys.
And that's going to be good.
That'll be fun to pick on him. It's always good to have a new guy.
Got to have a new guy to pick on.
That curveball goes in the dirt for a ball.
Think he'll be any good?
I think he'll be great. I think he'll be great.
He'll probably be pretty darn good.
Yeah. It won't be for lack of trying. He's and all those Evers boys are just top-notch people.
Good kids.
Here's the pitch.
Swing and a miss. Gets away from, I must have got a piece
got
of
a
it.
A piece of that one.
Going to be a foul ball. Count remains at 2-2. Went uptown, had coffee this morning early, and Roger and Ann Bax was up there with their grandson. He turned 10, so when they have a grandson that turns 10.
Roger's only 30.
They get to do whatever the heck they want.
I'd say they can do whatever they want.
So they're heading down to the Reds game.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So he gets to schedule the day, and the young man, that's Julie's little boy, Bo. Yep. Bo said breakfast at 5:30.
Ooh, what? Early.
Yeah. He ordered two waffles. There's ball four. Leadoff man's heading down to first base. So it was pretty funny. And tonight is Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, it's bobblehead
day.
Left-hander and right-hander.
Left-handed and right-handed. So what he doesn't know is that Ann and Roger lined up a complete stadium tour at 1 o'clock for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
So,
well, I hope he's not listening right now.
Well, I'm sure he's not.
Right now, Ann and Roger are going, what are they doing, Calvin?
Did he just say what I think he said?
Give up the secret.
Sorry about
spoiler
that.
Spoiler alert.
My bad. Sorry, buddy. Enjoy.
By the way, it's a great tour. That one's high for a ball. Makes it count 1-1.
Boy, he's got to stride out a little bit farther there and try to get that ball down. Everything's a little high right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are. A little elevated.
Just get him down a little here, Gavin. Let's make him hitters.
Left-hander Cameron Engel to the plate. There goes the runner. And that ball's going to go out in
center field.
Center field, and runner's going to stay at second base. So stolen base for the Tigers gets their leadoff guy over to scoring position with nobody out.
I don't believe it was going to be there in time, but.
No. A little bit high on that.
No, didn't matter.
Brody got that one. Yep. Little gas on that one.
Did all right, Gabby, bear down here. Let's get out of this jam early in the inning. That one's popped up.
It's coming
up. Maybe hit our roof. And it did.
It's coming up.
And it's coming back down into the field. Off the old roof. So, yeah, they ought to have a fun day.
But yeah,
it was pretty
great.
Funny. He had this whole thing lined up. He had his Ellie De La Cruz jersey on and has mitt ready to go. Had his mitt at breakfast.
Oh, yeah, going
to
catch foul ball.
Or a home run, depending on where they're sitting.
They are right down the first base line, he said. There's a ground ball back to Gabby. Gabby's going to come up, get the out over at first base, and he does.
Good job.
So Engel grounds out 1-3 for the out, first out of the inning. Moves the runner over 2/3. So he kind of did his job, moved his runner over, and that's going to bring up Asher Shives.
Asher Shives. Hands on you, Tigers are coached by Dustin Heck. Looks like his assistant coaches, Caleb Jones and Cody Twaits.
Anzonia had some kind of football season, didn't they?
They did. Yep. Great, great football season.
That one's popped up and foul out towards the parking lot.
Basketball team not as good. They were very young, though. I think Tony had a real young
I don't
group.
Know. If, did he have a senior?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they were young. I did not make it to that game, but I remember talking actually to Tony's wife.
And
talked a little bit.
Yeah, so he'll be looking forward to next year.
There's a hard ground ball to shortstop over to Alex Garkin. He's going to let the run score. He fires over to Footy at first, and he gets the out.
Footy dug her out of the dirt a little bit.
So the Tigers going to draw first blood here. Take a 1-0 lead. Shives grounds out 6-3. Out number 2. And that brings up the number 4 hole hitter, Lander Shives. So that's what happens, Fee. You give a guy a freebie.
Yeah, don't give him freebies. They come back and bite you.
Especially that leadoff man. Yep.
One run on no hits so far in this ball game. That one's high and tight for a ball one.
A little inside there.
And he's just got to keep the old bats rolling. Last night, Fee, we didn't have, one strikeout? I think is what we ended up with.
One strikeout for the game. Yeah, nine
actually,
hits,
you called that, too, didn't you? You jinxed him?
I jinxed him. Yeah. I looked over at you, and I pointed and said, we ain't got a strikeout. Freak three! Right over there.
Sounds like when I said Reese wasn't due to get a hit.
Wasn't going
to
get a hit.
Swing and a miss right there. Good pitch by Gabby.
Next pitch, hit him right in the back.
Right 1-2, yep.
Oh, shoot.
So don't bet on what we say.
Hey, three. Got him up, pitch. Climbed the ladder and got him. Nice job by Gabby Evers. We get out of the inning. We do give up one run. They strand nobody. One run on no hits. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Big Fee going to get us a bunch of runs.
Yes, sir.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
We are back here at the Battlegrounds. Bottom of the first. Tigers score first. They got one run in the top of the first. Now the Indians got to get two to beat them this inning.
Yep. Maybe we'll get more. Win every inning.
Reese Wendell's going to be our leadoff, as always. Mason Diller on batting the second, and Caden Greasy.
Who's out there warming up for him? I got to get his number. He'll get it right here, and he turns around. Is that number run?
Number one.
Cameron Engel, sophomore pitcher for the Tigers.
Yes, sir. Should be about done here pretty soon, I think.
Lots of people coming in, getting their chicken dinners.
Starting to come in. There's chicken in the air. We can smell it.
They might have some extra tickets if you didn't get your tickets.
Yeah,
if
worth asking anyhow.
Yep.
I believe I did buy tickets early. Didn't they sell them real early, like in February or something crazy? Or am I thinking
they did
wrong?
Too.
Yep. So all you have to do is find those tickets.
I think I did the same thing last year.
Well,
I went through the wash.
We got two extra tickets here.
If
two extra chicken dinners.
If you remember who you bought them from, they'll take your word for it.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I got no clue on that. That's probably at the bowling alley. Hall of Fame night. I could have bought 50.
Might have bought them out.
How many's left?
How many you got left? I'll take them all.
Yeah. I got friends.
Y'all be buying chicken time.
You have a lot of friends if you have 200 chicken dinners.
Funny stuff.
Here's the third down to second. We're about ready to go here. Cameron Engel.
The way the Indians were batting last night, I'd say they're licking their chops here this morning.
I think they're ready to go.
Yep.
See this sophomore pitcher out there pitching, just throwing some nice, groovy pitches right in there. I think we'll just
sit back and find some holes.
Yeah, he's definitely not throwing with the speed that we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
We'll see once if he gasses her up here to start this first pitch.
Definitely a little outside.
Quicker. Yeah, definitely a little quicker, but
definitely hittable. Very hittable. All righty. Reese settles back in. There's a one and a pitch. Two balls, no strikes. A lot of wrist on this pitcher. Looks like he's trying to aim her a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the delivery right now. He's really...
There you got one.
Doesn't get that leg into it so much, and then it's all arm.
Yep, looks like all upper body. Two balls and a strike. He got one there.
We got a forklift going backwards down the road out there in Sharpsburg.
Yes, we do.
Oh, hits him right in the helmet.
And a coconut. Reese didn't even flinch. Went
that,
right on
my
down
friends,
the road.
That's why we wear that more helmets.
Yep.
About a 60-mile-an-hour curveball.
Doink.
Didn't curve.
Didn't curve. Went right in the helmet. He headbutted it. He did headbutt it.
It was like a
brings Mason
butt.
Diller to the plate. Mason had a couple RBIs last night and a hit. Think about everybody on the team had a hit last night, didn't they, Dave?
I think it is. I think everybody that got in there had a hit. At least one. I think we actually...
There goes Reese.
And
throw down's going to be a little late.
Nice job. Now we got the tying run over
Storm
at second base.
Let's get him in.
Yeah, I think, actually, it's exactly how it was.
I think everybody got a hit.
Drive him in here, Mason.
Here's the pitch to Mason. Mason line drive down the line.
Fair ball.
That's going to go all the way to the fence. Mason's going to have at least two. And I think he'll pull in at second base for a stand-up double RBI. We're tied up at one.
Mason's out there dancing.
Mason was happy with that. We hit that one good, too.
Yeah, he took a good pitch on there and just pulled it right down the line, about 2 feet fair. And
yep.
All the way to the fence. And
that's exactly what we wanted.
Easy peasy stand-up double for Mason Diller.
Good shot. That brings Caden Greasy to the plate. Looking for a trade places with Mason.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shot down the line. That's a base hit into left field. Goes by the left fielder. That's going to score. And Caden's going to cruise into second base.
That's exactly what
we wanted. Traded places and took the lead 2-1.
Coach was waving Mason, and it might have been a good play at the plate if it had been a good throw from left, but it slipped on past him.
Went right by him. Caden Holman comes to the plate. Got his first varsity victory last night.
Boy, settled in and really pitched a good
pitched a nice game. Ended up with 6-7 strikeouts, I think.
Yeah, and I
gave up one run.
He gave up one run in the first inning, and then I believe when did Colson come in the fifth?
Fifth, yeah. He had four complete.
He pitched three goose eggs.
Yes, he did. There goes the runner down to third.
No throw.
No throw down. Caden Greasy now 90 feet away with our third run, hopefully. Now Caden Hovind can just hit the long fly ball and get him in, too.
Yep, and he's good at putting strong bat on the ball.
Way outside. Two balls and a strike. Nope, two balls, no strikes. Caden looking for something he can hit. Drive in a gap. Short fly ball. Left field is coming, but he ain't going to get it.
Get in
there. He's hobbling. I don't know what he... Left fielder looks like he might have pulled a hammy or something.
He did come up lame, didn't he?
He comes up a little lame back here. That's a base hit.
Yep, he's really hobbling.
Oh, they're making the switcheroo, putting the right fielder over in the left and right.
Yep.
Oh, dude, now we need...
I was going to say, now you know. Well, let me tell you a little story about where I'm hitting the ball. I'm hitting her to right field and running forever.
I would wait on this pitch, Garks. Just wait a little bit longer than normal.
Pulling out toward that toward our stockade out there.
Alex Garkey coming to the plate.
This guy, right fielder, would be so mad.
Swinging a miss.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Take one over his head and be like, oh, my God.
That wouldn't
Not
be
to
fair.
Make fun of anybody that's got an injury, but.
That hurt.
That's too funny.
All righty. They're saying there's a lot of action. There goes Caden, popped up.
Oh, it is the right fielder.
Where you're at. Stay where you're at. That poor kid. He got it, though. Nice play.
That fielder's like this.
Wow. He toughed that one out.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, he was hobbling. He got the first out of the inning, though. That brings Brody Hart to the plate, the catcher. There goes Caden.
Yep. That's Caden. His 14th stolen base of the season.
Number three.
Nah, that would be three. We got a better count on him.
Oh. We got a count on him.
Yeah, it seems like 14.
Well, I got him. I think he's going to make double digits.
Yeah.
Well. His dad drinks a case of beer for every stolen base.
And three for every attempt that he can't
ball,
make.
Third baseman. Big hop.
Oh, bobbles at one time. Might be enough time. Oh, great play.
Nice play. Tough play there.
Yes,
he
absolutely.
He did get Brody 5-3. Brody the second out of the inning.
Brody was cranking it.
The second baseman, number 17, Austin Seegers.
Austin Seegers comes to the plate, the second baseman.
Austin with
had
your
a great
right
game
He's got a great duster.
He does got great duster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, mine's as
I'm
gray
jealous.
As mine's just gray as can be, and he's got that little dark duster down there.
Throw back to second. Caden back easy.
Yeah, just making sure he doesn't get too far off, I guess.
Well, he stole one base, and they don't know his speed.
That's right.
Yep.
He's a speedster. Here's the pitch. Ground ball.
This is going to be a tough one, too.
Third baseman's picking it up. He's going to get Austin.
All right.
Austin pretty quick.
Yep.
Well, it was a tough play. He had to go to his left or shortstop side, and he gets over there in time.
On that one.
Yep. And
even if he fields it clean, it's going to be a bang-banger over at first base.
I agree.
Caden passed in front
Caden
of him.
Caden moved
and
over
made
to
it
third
tough.
On the play. We got him at first and third. Gavin Evers comes to the plate.
Did you give him a hit on that one?
I did give him a hit.
I think so, too.
I think it's a hit. That is our 1-2-3-4th hit.
We go back to the Tommy Galdean days, and there's no chance that's a hit. There goes the runner.
Yeah, that's a no doubter.
Yeah.
Well, we can't hear him up here, so we're writing down what we want to write down.
Tommy's looking
official,
at our buck. Tommy's looking down at our buck saying, are you kidding me?
You gave him a hit for that.
Just so he doesn't make it rain today.
Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Runners at second and third. Austin took second on the no throw down. Gavin Evers looking to help himself here. A little base hit will get two more on the board. How about you, Gavin? Number 9 one time. Shot down the line, just foul.
Oh, I thought I saw chalk.
Woo. No, that was close.
2 feet foul and
hit it hard, though. He hit it hard, way out in front of it.
I guess I saw dust, but I thought I saw chalk.
One ball, two strikes.
You're as blind as a bat.
Bats aren't blind.
You
I don't
can
know if
see.
You,
you can see the ball mark yet. I'll give you close. Catcher going out saying, hey.
Says we got to talk about it.
Let's get this straight. They got 3 runs across the plate. 2 more sitting on the pond out there.
Waiting to come in.
What do you want to do? You want to plunk him? I say we plunk him. Load the bases up.
Load the bases.
2 outs. Gavin's like, yeah, go ahead. Plunk me.
Not sure what the play would be, but I'd just throw the guy out at first if it was me. I don't think I need any strategy.
No, you got to think about it.
That's probably what that catcher said. Don't throw it to me.
Whatever you do.
I do not want
to throw it
at home.
Don't throw it in the dirt.
Sit down. Strike. That's strike three.
That's 3 outs,
my books.
Right?
Yep. That's
yep.
3 outs.
All right.
Okay. Looking for the 3rd out of the inning. In the inning, Indians get 3 runs on 4 hits. After 1 complete, Indians lead it. It's 3-1.
Hey, Dave. You want to put on your mayor's hat for a minute and talk about our downtown construction.
And 119 up there. So
yeah, and
are going good up there. Actually, they're ahead of schedule.
Yep.
And
so we'll be done by the end of the month?
Well, I think
no.
their goal was 60 days, which I thought was pretty optimistic to begin with this time of the year. But realistically, they've hit some good weather. We've got some nice rains to help fill the trenches and settle the trenches, and that's a good thing always. I know they put in for their first draw and got a pretty good chunk of money for the work that they've got done at this point. I signed that check actually this morning. The only bad news I do know is that our stoplight poles have been held up a little bit.
Oh,
they
were still
going to
be
in
June, right?
They were supposed to be in June, and now they're saying August. So,
but we still have our stoplight up there. We just don't have a new...
Yeah, but that will come down. That will come down. So we're actually working with the state highway right now to figure out a way to put up a 4-way stop sign until we get our poles in. So at this point, we will go without a stoplight for probably 2 months, 2.5 months, somewhere in there, depending on how things go. But, I don't for the life of me understand why those poles take as long as they do, but that seems to be the case. We waited on them on our last stoplight project there by the Casey's and the Marathon Station. But other than that, as far as Tom's Construction is ahead of schedule a little bit, I think they've got a lot of the underground pretty well wrapped up. And now I think
they are going to tear up the sidewalks, though. Right?
All the sidewalks and stuff will come out. And then the curbing will go back in and the sidewalks will go back in. And I think right now the biggest question is if we're going to be able to get our paver in here when they're ready for him. Yeah. So at this point, I think we're good to go. But
so probably another 3, 4, 5 weeks?
Oh, yeah, probably. I'd give it at least 5 weeks.
Okay.
And, know, I think we get through the end of May, I'd say we'll be pretty close.
Pretty close.
I think they want to be wrapped up and gone, but certainly before the taste of the town. Yeah. All right, here we go. Top of the second is going to be Caleb Eubanks up. He's the catcher for the Tigers, followed by Blazin Ranley and Colton Longnecker. 3 great names coming
great
up
names
here to bat.
Up. Absolutely.
Popped up out
Mason
to Mason Diller.
Mason
got her in the
steps, can got it.
Back pocket, and that's going to be out number 1. Indians pick up 3 in the bottom half of the first. Fee, you're on fire.
Yeah, I got them going good now. They're scoring at ease right now.
That is big.
Left fielder, number 4.
Love it.
Blazin Ranley steps into the plate. He's the left fielder. Actually, he's right fielder now. He was the young man that came up a little lame out there. Maybe
we'll see how he does here on running down to first.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they don't have anybody else.
If he hits a ground ball, the second baseman. I'm the second baseman. Knowing his leg's sore, I wait and I wait. Make him run harder.
Oh, you're mean.
He's mean.
That is cruel. Then I throw him out by half a step.
Yeah, just to make it really bad. He's going to give me a hit. No.
I'm going to say that's not going to happen.
Steve Rice.
Nice pitch right there by Dylan. We got our athletic trainer up here in the booth with us. She's over here reading smut, Fee.
Yep, reading wide open.
I don't think that's what she's reading.
I can see it right now. I can see the cover of the book. It's pure smut.
Jeez.
I ain't proud of it.
She probably inside that dirty book, she has a really
nice
good
pitch right there for a strike.
Good book on the inside?
Yeah, has a really good book. Reading the Bible on the inside.
All right. She just had a birthday, too, by the way.
Huh?
Happy birthday, girl.
How old are you? Hello,
ooh,
30 biggins.
3-0.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there on a strike three.
It only gets better.
I was 30 once, about 45 years ago.
Yeah.
45 years ago.
Baseman number 13, Colton Longenecker.
Sorry, I didn't hear it.
I said Jim Toby told the kids yesterday 51.
Oh.
Ouch. That hurt.
So you're 30 on this side of the booth and 51 on that side. Might want to stay over here.
Yeah.
We're a lot nicer, too.
We're a lot nicer.
All right, Colton Longenecker stepping in there with two outs.
The big fella. First baseman. Inside.
Didn't look too bad. But
no, close.
Even we got the athletic director up here with us, too, Fee. We got all the big shots.
We got the big shots in.
Swing and a miss. A little tardy on that swing.
Yes, sir. One ball, two strikes.
Potts, how old are you? 34. She's 54 on that side.
Yeah, it's a lot of aging over there.
Gets a piece of it. Freddie Hart comes out, and they're going to call that a foul ball.
Got a piece of it. All righty.
Actually, Fee and I would take 54, wouldn't we, Fee?
Yes, I would. In a heartbeat.
I don't even remember when I was 54.
It was in the 60s. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Now he's going to have to hustle down to first. Brady, take your time. You got time. Good throw down.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to be a case swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dylan Evers. We're through the inning and a half. Indians lead 3-1.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. Call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We are back here at Lefevre Complex. Indian boys are playing on one side and the Indian girls are playing on the other. I think the Indian girls have Jay County maybe today.
I don't know who the girls are playing over there.
Who
are
the
girls? Jay County.
Looks like Jay County.
What score over there, Jelly?
I don't think there was
one. No score on the girls' side.
No score yet. Jill's keeping an eye on it for us.
Got a shout out to Luke Collig listening to us today. He's working on my taxes here this morning.
Tim, taxes done, Luke. Yeah, you're about done, buddy. You're
he's
coasting.
Working on. Yep. Well, got to take care of the whole family. We got all the kids over there and
say nice things about him because if you badmouth him a little bit, your taxes will go up.
He's the best.
He's good at it.
He's
no
the best.
Doubt about it.
He wears my family out because Luke and I mean, I don't really care. I really don't want to pay any taxes, so I don't care if we get him in or not. But my wife and kids are like, we got them done yet?
They're coming. Keegan Woolman can't leads off for the Indians. Take strike one.
My boy will take care of us.
I think he's got mine done. He said pick him up.
Right now he's sound asleep. Got his head down. He's been at work.
Line drive down the third baseline. That's a base hit. Left fielder's got it.
Oh, he's stretching.
He's going to try to get two. Here's
first
throw. He's safe. Woo. Under the tag. Pretty good play there.
That was a damn good throw by that left fielder.
Yes, nice it was.
Good tag by the second baseman, and I think the second baseman thought he had him, but
yep,
Charlie Hustle into second base.
We're giving him double for that. Back to the top of the lineup. Reese got plunked in the head last time up.
So chances are he won't get hit again.
Oh, he's done. There goes another one. Just a matter of which body part he's going to get hit on. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Ball one.
He took one right square off the back of the coconut.
Right off the old coconut. Come boom. -48 degrees right now and going up. I like it. We should get the mid-50s
today. I am doing
the
official first mowing as soon as this game is over.
Going at it?
Yep.
That got by the catcher. Keegan's going to cruise into third.
I went out and blew all the leaves out around in the mulchy areas and around the bushes. And
yep.
Yeah, I think I got dog poop and
everything. You got everything possible.
It's in my hair. I ain't happy.
Shooting stuff everywhere. Ball outside. Three balls and no.
Whoever built your house should have put a shower in there for you so you could get that out of your hair.
Well, what we need to do is get rid of the dog that he poops like a dinosaur.
A dinosaur boober. Steve, right? Three balls and a strike.
Yep.
Taken all the way there was Reese Wendell. Yeah. Now I'd say he'll be swinging.
Yeah, earlier in the season he swung at a 3-0 pitch and got kind of scolded. So.
I don't think.
Ooh. Mm. Out in front of that.
Out, way out in front. That's a slow one.
This one's
full
going,
count.
This one's going in the right center field gap.
Big gap out there, that's for
sure. There's a big gap.
And we know the right fielder's a little gimpy.
He's a little gimpy. Number 99 takes high. Ball four. Base on ball.
This is going to be a big inning, boys.
I think, too.
This is going to be a big inning.
Mason Diller comes up. Mason with a double. It's first time up. Drove a run in. We got him on the corners. First and third. Reese will be going. Probably first pitch, if I was betting.
Yeah, and they might even do that delayed steal thing.
I don't think you have to. Haven't done that this year,
so there he's already gone. He's at second base.
He looks him back at second. He looked him back at first and at second on the same pitch. Not bad.
Well, if I've ever seen that.
I don't think I have either. He looked
all right.
He looked him back at first.
Holding him on at first.
Now you're over
second.
Looks to the
plate. Back. He's at third. He's
double check. Make sure there's a guy at third way. He can't go any farther.
He can't go any farther. Mason's got a chance of driving a couple more here. Leaning, popped her up. Second baseman calls it. He's got it for the first out of the inning.
Number six, Caden.
All right.
Boys, this one might go a little ways.
Caden Crazy.
He's
due to get one in the green here.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident.
Maybe in the
hit.
Garage.
He may take one all the way out
might
there.
Might be taking her to the garage for you. He can bring her back on Monday.
Not on that pitch. Over his head.
Yeah, bring it back Monday when we play Lima Shawnee.
Lima Shawnee, that's right.
If they go to my garage, they don't come back.
We're keeping them.
Feed them to the
dog.
Throw
back. Ooh, close.
Jeez.
Didn't go back in too fast there, Reese. No.
I think last year I only hit two baseballs, and I'm sure it was from practice or whatever.
Yep.
Anyhow, I know one of them was last fall covered in leaves, and I mean it made a racket through the scared the you-know-what out of me.
I bet did.
Out come a leather. All right.
Strike.
Baseball.
One ball, one strike. On the senior, Caden Greasy. I haven't heard anything on him. He hasn't pitched since opening day, so I'm thinking that arm might still be a little.
Boy, he threw a couple hard ones last night.
Shot down the line. That's the base hit's going to drive a couple in. Reese Wendell coming in easy. Nice shot by Caden Greasy. Two RBIs. It means go to 5-1.
He must have heard you. Said get a couple RBIs here.
Yes, sir. He did it.
So he did.
I think Greasy will be over to second here before too long, too.
Yep. He'll be heading to second on his first pitch again.
Yeah.
It's a pretty tough combination when you got a not the fastest pitcher in the world and maybe not the strongest arm behind the plate. So
makes it pretty tough on a catcher to get.
Yeah.
There he goes. Catcher's up. Throw down. Not in time.
Yep. Throw was late.
Caden standing.
But he got a great,
easy.
great hop, great jump on it.
I don't think that we saw him throw over one time, and it's a pretty deliberate move, so I don't think that it's too tough to figure out if he's coming over here or not. But and that's part of being a sophomore.
Yep.
Caden takes the ball outside, 1-1.
Caden Homan wants to get on so he can get another steal.
So does Beaver. He wants him to get on.
Yep.
So that's another chance another to get steal. A case
that's
of beer.
Another case of beer. He backs out just in time.
That's all the balk.
Yep.
Let's move him over to third then. Caden Homan.
So if Caden gets on, he can steal.
Two hits. A couple more hits.
A little high right there for a ball. Well, the old Red Leggers tonight, they got to keep their win streak going here. They got one last night against the old Pirates.
That was big. Big win. Who are we on the mound today?
About time for Hunter again, wouldn't you say?
Could be Hunter time.
Well, umpire's calling the base umpire. Home plate umpire's calling the base umpire over time.
He's not sure if that was a ball or not.
What they're
I have no idea.
Discussing
what
there.
Not really knowing.
I saw Abbott's supposed to come back.
I seen that, too. He's scheduled to pitch.
He might pitch this weekend, maybe.
Yeah, I think maybe Sunday or maybe Monday for
Jim
sure.
Jim Abbott, the one-hander?
Nope.
Oh.
Jimmy's retired.
Jimmy done. Here's the pitch. Can't reach that one.
No way outside.
Three balls and a strike on Caden Homan.
This is, you know, you get down towards the end of the week, you got your league games under your belt, and now we got to get some new arms out there on the mound. And fortunately for Coach Hank, he's got a couple arms, and
that's ball four.
Maybe for Anzonia, they don't have all those pitching arms, and they got to get this young man out there to get some innings. And fortunately for the Indians,
number 44,
they're on the receiving end of that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one bad thing about playing three and four games a week. You better have a lot of pitchers.
You better have some arms. That's
luckily, luckily we do have. We seem to be we're all right.
Yeah, that's several years we've had.
Probably our ace with a boo boo. So hopefully, I mean, he threw, like I said, we watched him throw some hard balls over, but it's different to throw five long balls over to first than it is to throw 80 pitches. So
try to throw 80 pitches. There goes the big fella. Now he don't know what to do. Throw in. Gates got another stolen base.
The ball.
I thought maybe Grizzly would take off.
No, the ball popped out. So
yeah, he's safe.
I thought Grizzly might take off for home when they got him in the.
Well, I think the entire time that might have been your delayed steal or early steal type thing to try to get the runner home. But the pitcher did a good job of looking him back at third.
All right, two more RBIs here for Garks.
So Caden's going to get double digits, and there goes.
That's a stolen base number four. That's a shaky one.
Yeah.
I'd give Beaver a 12-pack.
Yeah,
he
better go 12-pack, He don't get the full case on that one. Pop that in. That's going to drop for a base hit. Absolutely, it's going to drop. Scores a run.
That's your Texas leaguer right there.
Caden couldn't hardly go, though he seen it went down, but he moves up to third. Caden.
6-1 ball game.
Caden Greasy makes it 6-1.
One out.
That's a base hit.
Five.
We got him on the corners again. Brody Hart coming to the plate.
Yeah, defense is nightmare. Runners are first and third.
Okay, we're going to make that run number six.
Brody going to take one so he can get to second.
Hit. Seven hits. There goes Garks. Throw right back to the pitcher.
Yep.
Runners now.
Caden stays where he's at. Third.
Brody didn't have to decide on that one. It just is low.
Bouncing. All right, Brody. Base hit. Get you two more.
He just got thrown out by about a half a step last time up.
Throw over. Oh, he's in trouble.
Oh.
He's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caden fell asleep there. Caden
was down at third base. Gets picked off. And
Caden Homan second out.
He's like, are you kidding me? Got to stay awake down there, Holmes. Come on, buddy.
You think it's easy, but all of a sudden, it takes Case back. Dad ain't happy about that at all.
That should be two.
Yeah.
You get picked off, that's two
Jerry.
Cases back.
Off a third, that's two back. He's going to be thirsty unless he gets another stolen base.
Pretty good chance Beav had that case already open.
Oh, that could be open. Ball a little high.
Stolen base gets you one and pickoff loses two.
Takes two back.
Geez, he'd never get a lead from now on.
Yep.
Yeah. He'd say, you just stay right on the back like a girl softball.
Steal the base and stand there. Fly ball. Left field. Going back. Going back. Going back. Ain't going to get it. That drops for a base hit. Standing up double for Brody. And brings in another run.
Man, our guys are putting the bat on the ball.
7-1 now. Indians take advantage.
Double for Brody Hart. He's going to be at second. Seven runs on eight hits. Indians are hot.
Tell you what, our walk-up music is fantastic.
Yeah, they're getting it figured out. Austin Seegers comes up. Austin had a base hit his last time up. Well, you get her. Oop, he's going. Throw down. He's got the ball. He's out. He is out.
Third Ooh, out at third.
Oh, boy. That's not done.
Go into that one, coach.
That one doesn't make me too happy on that. I know you can get – there's better ways of getting from home at third base. There's a lot more ways of scoring, but you're going to score from second base on a base hit.
You
so
don't want to make a
he's
third
got good
out
enough wheels.
At third base.
Do not make the third out at third base.
And then pick up four, though.
Yep, good hitting then. Four on five hits. So after two complete, 7-1, Indians lead.
Meddler's Furniture in Portland and a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me In Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Meddler's Furniture and a Simple Touch, serving our communities. Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Our broadcasters weren't on the air for the top of the third inning, so here's a recap of Ansonia's at-bat. Parker Cromes led off and struck out swinging. Jacob McNutt grounded out to Austin Seegrist at second base, and leadoff man Kanan Robinson grounded out to third.
There we go, 6 o'clock. I was thinking, where the hell did he tell me?
Maybe, did everybody hear us in? Nobody heard us sing. So three up, three down, and that
three
inning.
Up, three down.
Nice work, but that's why Spencey doesn't let us run the controls.
That's exactly right. I had the wrong button.
Let me tell you, I had the greatest call of all time. You guys missed it, and I don't remember how I said it. But in the end, it was
awesome.
Three up, three down for the Tigers, and Indians coming back to the here to the bottom of the third inning, up 7-1.
7-1.
Now what we got going on, Fee?
Well, next week we got Lima Shawnee is going to be here, 5:30 start time on Monday. And on Tuesday, we got our first home MAC game against Parkway Panthers. Thursday, we're going to go over to New Bremen, take on the old Cardinals. And then next Saturday, we're going to have a doubleheader here against South Adams. Always a great team to play, and always a good doubleheader.
No chance I make all those games.
That's a lot of games. Well, a lot of games.
And the weather isn't looking good for Monday and maybe
no,
not
they took
Tuesday.
Took the rain away for Monday.
What's that?
They took the rain away for Monday.
Oh, I just saw it last night on Channel 7
this morning, and it was off. So
good.
Another game I should be able to make. I don't think we have a council meeting this week.
And good.
Tuesday, what was it, Tuesday?
We're here.
Yeah,
here, Parkway.
Make out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we only have one away game. That's at New Bremen on Thursday.
Mexican.
Then we're off on...
Man, I feel like I got to make all that work.
We're off on Good Friday, so...
Defensive changes for the Tigers.
Number one, Cam Engel.
We got a new pitcher.
New pitcher on the mound, number 13. Colton Longnecker.
The Longnecker is on the mound.
He was a first baseman before. Is that the same guy?
Number 13,
yeah, looks like it.
Yep.
All right, where are we at here?
We're in the Indians, I think.
We got a guy thrown out.
Coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Austin was at the plate when we got thrown out at third. Longnecker still warming up. Ooh.
This could be...
I don't know. I'm 61, and I think I can hit this kid.
You could take him yard.
I think I can hit him. I don't know about a yard, but I think I can hit him.
You go big fly on this guy.
He might not be showing you all he has there. For it's only warm-ups. Not.
Yeah. I've seen three pitches, and I ain't seen nothing. Although I may need a stepladder to hit it.
Yep, that one's a little high. That isn't quite like what Mike Minerding and Mike Rammel used to do. The big burly guy out there throwing wild, but they were throwing 100 miles an hour and
making the heck out of everybody.
And that's when we had the metal backstop, and it just rattled in it.
I just saw a little tidbit there. I don't think this big guy's pitched this year because he just threw that one like high and over his catcher's head to the left.
Yep.
And he kind of chuckled, looked over at the coach. The coach was chuckling like, yeah, let's see what
happens.
They're both
saying, just those strikes, see what happens.
I remember
you got to move up in the box because it's slow.
When I was doing the PA back years ago when Mike Rammel was pitching, he was warming up, and he was doing that. He was intentionally throwing it wild and banging it off of that metal backstop, and the PA thing was right by the on-deck circle, and it was New Knoxville, and they had two little freshmen there. Neither one of them was 100 pounds. One kid looked at the other one and says, he's going to kill you.
That brings Gavin Evers to the play.
And I had Nick Gray and Dilworth, can't think of his name, and Tony Diller with me. And they started laughing. I had to pull them down so those kids couldn't see him laughing.
There goes the runner. There's the pitch. Way up and high and outside.
And behind.
And behind him.
I got a sneaking hunch number 13 won't finish this inning.
He ain't going to last, I don't think. If he does get it in there, we're going to hit it.
This is just a coach trial and error here.
Yep. We could have a few hit by pitchers, I'm thinking.
Yep. Well, if he's not throwing any harder than that, we
can
get a couple of free passes if you want them. But I don't think these guys all want to hit.
Yep. They'd like to hit, but
not get hit.
So far, I don't think we've had anything he could hit. Here's the pitch. Bounces up there. He'll head to third. Well, that is three balls, no strikes to Gavin Evers. We got Austin's all the way down to third now, and I'd say he'll be going home here in a minute.
Yeah, this catcher's not going to be able to stop all these.
And for the pitcher, ain't going to beat him there either. Oh, plunker number two.
Back-to-back. Elkabongs, this one right in the old butt cheeks.
Old butt cheeker.
Yep.
It's only going 40 mile an hour.
Yeah, 40 mile an hour.
That ain't too bad.
Not so bad.
Keegan Mullenpan.
Retaliation. He hit our pitcher.
Yeah.
He hit our pitcher, and he's got a no-hitter going through three, and they plunk our pitcher in the butt.
Yep.
That's retaliation. When 13 gets up, you go right to ear hole.
Keegan Mullenkamp takes ball one.
Pretty good pitch, though.
So far, I don't know if he's thrown a strike.
I don't believe.
That one was close.
Closest one he's had, anyway.
Yep.
Umpire's thinking, I got to get a big strike zone here.
Go big strike zone. There's another clunker.
And another one.
Hit him on the left arm.
Hit by pitch number four.
Manager coming out. Coach says
maybe this wasn't a very good experiment.
You wanted to pitch. Hey,
I don't see any extra people in their dugout.
I don't think they do. Because that kid with the hamstring surely wouldn't play if he was.
Yeah.
Well, Neil, we want to take a break here. I think he's looking for a pitcher.
Who was? We'll keep it here. Who was the guy when you guys were? You guys were coaching, and Jerry tells that story about the kid that pulled the hamstring. Alex Tin was playing, and Alex got hit the night before.
Yeah.
and he, or he was hurt. Was you helping when Alex was playing?
He was playing, and
I can't think. He didn't want to play. He had an injury, and then the big guy. This was one of Jerry's first years, and he pulled a hamstring in phys ed. And Alex is like, pulled a hamstring. I can't run. And pulled a hammy. So, Alex, you got to play. Well, Alex played, and then he gets hit. It was cold.
And he got hit.
And the same game is when he was loading something in the bus, and the door swung shut in the back of the bus, and he cut his head open.
His head.
Jerry had to take him up to the pharmacy and put butterfly stitches on his head so Alex could play.
I do remember that.
Oh, I know. It was Jared Briscoe was helping Jerry coach.
Oh, that could have been Jared.
Oh, Jerry. Jared was at first base. And Alex gets plunked by a pitch in his first at bat.
Yeah.
Drops his bat and goes straight to the dugout. Doesn't go to first. Goes straight to the dugout. Do you remember that story?
Judy said, get out there, Alex. You're not hurt.
Judy had to come over and holler at Alex.
He said, Alex, get out there. You're not hurt.
One of the all-time greatest baseball stories ever.
Yeah.
He said he had stitches.
Jerry's only got nine guys. You got to play, Alex. No, I'm out.
Oh, my God. Alex gets plunked, goes straight to the dugout. I am not going to first base.
I'm in pain. Our new pitcher will be Asher Shy as number seven for the Anzoni Tigers. And we're back to the top of the lineup. Bases are loaded.
The big fellow that was pitching goes back to first base.
Yeah, I would say you were right. That was probably a little experiment, if he could pitch or not.
Yeah,
that didn't
want him to try to throw.
And it makes me think this might be their ace that has to come in here.
I don't know.
He has Sunday to rest up.
2-0 on Reese.
Defense playing in. They can't give up any more.
Scored two runs. He's hit by a pitch once.
Maybe we can help him out a little bit. Get three or four more runs and run rule him and let him
all the way.
Let them get their pitchers rested up for league games next week.
I think we got a good chance of that, maybe.
Yep.
All three guys out there with bruises on them.
Yep.
Hit by pitch, hit by pitch, hit by pitch.
Reese wanted to take Reese that to the moon.
Out in front of that one. Big swing. Two balls, two strikes on Reese Wendell. Leadoff hitter for the Indians. Base on balls, hit by pitch, scored two times. And he's hit by a pitch again. We got bullseyes on us.
Is that
right
his
now.
Fifth time today getting hit?
I don't know if I've ever seen that in baseball where four guys in a row got hit by
four
a pitch
guys
and
in
we score a run.
And not one of them got hurt. That one was a slow one.
RBI.
RBI plunker.
RBI plunker.
That'd be an RPI. Run plunked in.
Yeah.
Run plunked in.
Well,
Mason Miller comes up.
Knowing exactly what's going to happen to him.
Yeah. He just think, where am I going to get hit at?
He doesn't have a lot of meat on him.
Ball out.
Hit me in the toes. Hit me in the foot.
Hit me in the foot?
No.
You're going to hit me.
That hurts.
Popped up. Going to be trouble.
That one's going to
drop
in
for
there.
A base hit. We got to go, boys.
Everybody moves up one base.
Yep. And who scored there?
Well, the leadoff guy.
Gavin.
Gavin Evers.
Gavin scored.
The third base.
Keegan's at third. Reese's at second. And Mason Diller with a base hit.
9-1.
Hit by pitch, hit by pitch, hit by pitch. Base hit.
This could be a base hit. Little low.
Caden Greasy, little low on the first pitch. Nobody out. First five have reached. Here's the one in the pitch. Strike. One ball, one strike.
I think these hitters definitely can take their time and take a strike.
Yep. Yep. Get what you want here. A shot down the third baseline. That's a base hit. It's going to score a couple. Reese coming around third. He'll head into home easy. Mason Diller comes flying in. He's going to go around and score two.
What's
from first base.
Out there?
And Caden Greasy's going to pull into third with three RBIs and a triple.
Did he fall down out there or something?
He must have. He's probably
got
pulled
in. We can't see the very deep left field corner. And
he was out there a while.
I was trying to see. It was way over in the corner. I think it might have hit the fence, and he got about there, and it bounced off the fence and came around beside him. I don't know.
That or there's a pizza party going on out there. He stopped for a slice.
Yeah, why not?
Lenny's Pizza delivered to left field. Base clear and triple.
Triple. Love it.
So that's enough for the run.
Kano, well, if
they,
coming up.
They got two chances.
Or Jacob Foote's going to bat.
Come on, Footy.
Okay, we got Footy needs to get fired.
Yeah, we got to get that bat going here.
It's back going again.
Some sort of change because the umpire had his...
I think they're just getting their numbers right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We got to add five, don't we?
Yes, sir. So far, you've scored three in the first, four in the second, and five in the third.
We're going sixth in the fourth.
I'm afraid we ain't done yet, boys.
Yeah, I don't think we're done here. Nobody out.
And our guys are having way too much fun swinging the bat.
12 hits so far in the day for the Indians.
Whew, that's a bunch. 12 hits, 12 runs. Popped up. Center fielder's got a beat. And he's got it.
We're going to see his
tag at third. Ooh, and Greaser's going to score. Sacrifice for Jacob Foote.
It's a nice throw from center field, but not near in time.
Job, Jacob.
Gets a sacrifice fly.
So the bases are empty now.
Starts to get things going back. Well, you totally screwed up that straight you had going there. 3-4-6 now.
Yeah. Can't do it no more. Hopefully we got one more bat.
Little high.
Alex Garkey, your hitter. Bases are empty. Ball high.
These guys coming off a 10-0 win last night.
10-0 over the Railroaders.
Wow.
Wind in the pitch. Two balls, no strikes. Dirt ball, 3-0. I got a feeling I'm going to be moving an inning over here.
I can't believe we haven't yet. You've been close.
Been close. Uh-oh.
Pager.
We got a pager going on. Strike one.
Gark's taking all the way on that one.
Yep.
Yep. If he doesn't, he'll get yelled at.
I'd say 13-1, I don't care if you do or not. If I'm the head coach, let her rip.
Fire away.
Fouled off. Coach. What a play.
Wow.
Reaches into the dugout and brings that one out.
Might have been somebody standing there with a glove.
Yeah, might have been.
Picked it up.
Yeah, we couldn't see
it. Yeah, we can't really see it, but he got it back pretty quick,
didn't he?
He
had it back fast. Fly ball. Hit pretty well.
That's going to get over his head.
Center fielder's on his horse. He's not going to get to it.
That's out to the 350 sign.
Now it's going to cruise into second base with a stand-up double. Hit that ball good, Calvin.
Yeah, he did. He hit that baby on the screws and... I don't think he actually got the meat of the bat.
No.
Because I think if he did, he might have.
I was going to say, that was 300 feet.
He might have put a dent in your batter's eye.
He put one out there.
He was right at the 350 sign.
Yep. Brody will get him in here. Second pitch.
Brody Hart.
That's my guess. Second pitch, he's going to get Alex in.
Coming to the plate. Ball high.
Yeah, Gavin's just going to have to, you know, it's a long time sitting in there.
Yep.
But he's going to have to go out there and get loose. He's got no hitter going.
Pop back foul. One ball, one strike, one out. Brody Hart, your hitter. Indians catcher. Boy, he had some big shoes to fill off of Briggsy, and he's done a pretty good job so far.
You know, I was hesitant. I love Brody Hart, but I didn't know. But, man, has he done well.
There's a line drive. That's going to be caught.
Oh, what a
diving catch by the center fielder. What a play.
That was a great catch.
One of the best defensive plays I've seen all year, folks.
That center
fielder went a long way and was laid out and put it in the level.
Wow.
That's but we got to see two of those by the right fielder at Marion Local.
You guys, I'm telling you, that was a great play right there. Kept his eye on it, stayed smooth, and put it in the glove.
Yep. Number 17, Austin Seegers.
Austin's coming around for the second time this inning.
Yep, leadoff man. Took the first one in the old side of his leg, I believe.
We'll just make this old number three here. Ball low. Gark's going to move up to third.
Strolls in.
Puts him at third base.
1 hour and 3 minutes into this ball game, we're in the bottom of the third.
Hope it goes nine innings.
Our grass already grew 4 inches.
Your grass is growing as we speak.
It's unbelievable.
Well, at least you didn't mow it this morning because you'd have to mow it again this afternoon. Got up.
Fly ball, center field. Center fielder is going to make all three catches for the inning, and that is it. Austin flies out. But in the inning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 runs on 6 hits. After 3 complete, Indians lead it 13-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile intravenous medications, compounded on our premises, verified insurance coverages, on-call support from pharmacists, and clinical monitoring and reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio for intravenous home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Get you some, Gabby.
He bet you. Get some fish. We got one more Lenten Friday
here.
Do some old fish. A couple weeks ago, remember I said I was going to go to Red Lobster, and I did.
Did you go?
Yes, it was. Yum.
What did we have?
What did I have?
Oh, you can eat something?
No, they don't have that anymore. I think that's why they basically are going bankrupt.
Yeah.
But bottom line is I went in there and I had something trio.
Shrimp trio thing that they got three or four different kinds of.
There's a hard ground ball over to Garks and Short. Comes up, fires over to Footy for out number one. One pitch and an out.
Good hustle by
Cameron Engel.
Yeah. He made it pretty close.
That is
he did.
One. Two, three. I tell you what, you take away the leadoff walk, and he's retired. He's retired 3, 6, 9, 10 in a row.
10 straight?
Yep.
Well, he pitched a perfect game last year at New Bremen.
Ooh, right at second base.
That was the hardest hit ball off the bat of the Tigers and went right to Austin Seegers.
Austin
right
played
in the
pretty
level.
Well there. He was about one step and he got her.
And that would be two pitches and two outs.
That's the way you got to do her. Get us back on time.
Well, I guess that long inning in the dugout didn't hurt him.
No, for sure.
Phone strikes.
All right, we go to the number four hole hitter, Landon Shives. Going to have to throw at least four pitches.
Yep.
First pitch in the dirt for a ball. I got to sneeze.
Look at it. Bless you. Little outside.
That one a little outside for ball two.
Two outs.
Indians up 13-1 on the old Fort Recovery Lumber scoreboard out there. That was going to be off the shoulder blade. And the second base runner for the Tigers is now on at first base.
Look out. We got a softball on the field.
Softball
hey,
on the field.
You know what? I don't think that's only the second time I've ever seen that.
I haven't seen it too often.
Let's use that softball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin should have kept it. Just threw it.
Let them throw that to us. Keep it in the dugout. Put it in there when we come up to bat.
Certainly play for the Tigers, number six, Caleb Eubanks.
Eubanks. So the five-hole hitter, Caleb Eubanks, catcher for the Tigers, steps in, runner at first. Two outs here, top of the fourth inning. Indians up 13-1. That's a hard hit ball towards the center fielder. Center fielder coming in hot, and he's going to make the play. Reese Wendell comes in. Man, I tell you what, he makes that look easy.
Yeah, he made it look pretty easy.
Yeah, I thought it was going to drop in there,
too. He got a great jump on it.
And he comes, and we get out of that inning unscathed. Four hitless innings by Gabby Evers.
Attaboy,
and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians up by 12, 13-1.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finish product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Hall Brothers Service Department is right now running a terrific special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filters, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH sweeps. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Asher Shives going to go to his second round, the second inning, and see how he does. Indians lead it 13-1.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Breakfast. We got
Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts breakfast at the Legion, 8 to 12:30. That's always good.
Always delicious.
Yep.
Pretty good chance I'll make my rounds out there. We got the old Sutter Easter party at the Cow Pals tomorrow.
Yep.
So that's why I got to get the grounds looking halfway
gotta
nice
looking
around
good.
There.
Yep. Ah!
If I work this right, I can have breakfast and lunch there.
You absolutely can do that.
There you go.
Go back about noon and get there at 8 and have breakfast and go back at noon and have lunch.
There you go. Leading off for the Indians will be Gavin Evers. Gavin's got him a no-hitter going here after 4.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's allowed 2 base runners. One of them snuck around the score in the top of the first.
Yep. Other than that, he's been pretty sharp.
Very sharp.
Throwing strikes. Lindy.
Looks like that former right fielder is now at third base.
He's moving all over.
Four limping around. Man, that's got to be tough.
Yeah. Tigers are just having some fun out there, I think.
Yeah.
They kind of know what they were in for here. And
God, he looks like it hurts.
He is a little gimpy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know we're going to hit a couple rockets down at him, too.
Well, we hit a bunch right down that third base line.
Everywhere poor guy. Anywhere where they put him.
That's where we hit it.
That's what it's going to be. One of them high pop-uppers that he's got, Chase.
Yeah. No chance catching.
He's got a ball magnet.
Just somehow go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Don't make me run.
Gavin, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Evens the count, 1-1, just a little outside.
And we got the Masters on this afternoon. I got to get the grounds taken care of over here so I can watch some of that.
What time does that come on, 2?
That might be on Saturday.
Saturday.
The last
usually
couple days
CBS
been 3.
Two, yeah.
I do have Justin Rose in the Elks pool, by
do
the
you?
Way.
I do Ooh. Not have. I got Rory.
But he could take a...
I don't know. He looks pretty good. Popped up. Second baseman going back. He ain't going to get it. Base hit.
That's at least 5 or 6 of those we've had
a bunch of them, yeah.
Just over the reach of the infielders, and outfielders can't reach it.
Yeah, but it is
a hit. Sometimes that's the way it goes.
Hit the books.
Yep.
Keegan Mullenkamp coming up. Looks like Cody Klinke's going to bat for Keegan. Cody came in the other night, played third base, did a nice job. Indians got, I think Coach said 21 players altogether, so when JV's playing in there, playing, you ain't got a whole lot of backups. No. But the backups we got are pretty darn good.
Yeah, we got a lot of seniors again this year. What do we have? We had 7 last year, and this year for the seniors, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's exactly right. 7 more seniors this year.
Yep. Good group. 2 good groups back to back. And next year, you'll have another good group.
Yeah, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 juniors.
7 juniors.
Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ground ball.
8
that's
juniors.
Going by Gimpy. The third baseman says that's it. I can't take it. Base hit.
If he hadn't been wounded, he might have had that one.
Might have had a shot, maybe.
Yeah. He did as well as he possibly could have, I can tell you that. He
tell gave, you what, he got a bad hamstring.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing worse. You can't move very fast.
No.
Yep.
No, we're certainly not making fun of this young man.
No. He's hurt.
I would say
he did as well as he possibly could have on that.
I think he was okay out and left, but I think that one fly ball, one step, and it was done.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he went out there with it. No. Yeah, I don't think he went out there with it.
That's why I can't believe he hadn't taken him out, but they don't have anybody else.
They don't
either.
Have another player.
Not another player. Man. That has to be
first
really
and second.
Tough.
Runners at first and second.
Maybe first base would have been the place to put
him. Back to the top of the lineup with Reese Wendell. Reese got a gigantic bullseye on him.
Been hit 7 times today.
So many times.
He's a dartboard.
It's unbelievable. He hit that one hard. Center fielder going back. Makes the catch. Nice play. Runners will stay put. First out of the inning. On a fly out to 8. Brings Mason Diller to the plate.
10, 15 feet either way, and that was the base hit.
Yeah,
that was
He hit it hard.
He hit it hard.
The right fielder, number 15, Mason Diller.
Mason Diller. Mason is 2 for 3 today.
3 for 4 sounds good.
Yeah. Why not?
Is he batted in every inning?
I don't know, but there's a hit. Base hit into right field. That's going to score a run.
Gets past the right fielder. Everybody's going to get an extra base.
Everybody
Mason
moving up
first.
That scored Gavin Evers.
Where's Bobby at today? Haven't seen him out there cruising around with the golf cart. Masters weekend. You can't get him out.
Yeah, he's going to be watching the Masters. Base hit for Mason. RBI. Mason's got a lot of RBIs this year.
He's been 14 hits for the Tribe.
Can't beat that. Look at that.
Oh, geez, Allies.
About got Caden Greasy there. We got one out in the inning. We got a run in. Ball in tight.
Fee, you and Bobby had Kirby from the Elks on, and he's down there at the Masters.
Yeah, he's home.
Where did they say they were staying? In South Carolina somewhere.
South Carolina, Spartanburg or something? I don't know. Yeah, he says about an hour out away from...
Yeah, which seems... It seemed like it would be a lot longer than that, but said it's an hour away. But,
about an hour away.
And Bobby said, why are you doing that? He said, $1,200 a night. That's
$1,200 a night if you're getting close.
Uh-oh.
That one's hit deep.
Uh-oh.
Way back. Left fielder drifting back. He ain't going to get it. It's off the fence.
Made a nice play, but can't get there.
Klinke will score easy.
Wow. That one hit the fence on the...
That baby was...
Base of the fence.
Base
on the
of the fence.
Just at the base of the fence. He hit that pretty good.
He did hit that good. Gaten got a lot of that one.
The first baseman, number 26. Jacob.
Stand up double. Moves Mason up to third. Scores a run. RBI double for Gaten. This brings Footy to the plate. Footy had a sacrifice fly his first time up.
Base hit here, 2-6. Come on, one time.
Score a couple more in. Why not?
Chasing a high one.
Foul back.
Has everybody for us had a hit today?
I would have
say
to
say you're probably pretty
That'd
correct.
Be two night or two games in a row last night and today.
Pretty much correct.
Have we struck out?
That's a 15th hit, right? Yeah, 15 hits, 15 runs.
I was thinking we had one strikeout.
One strikeout.
I can't remember.
Oh, Gavin looking. First inning. Indians, 15 runs on 15 hits, no errors. Tigers, one run, no hits, no errors.
Good
ball night. Down. Two balls and a strike to Jacob Foote. I tell you what, he came in the other night. What an unbelievable performance. Came in the seventh inning, bases loaded, and got out of it. Nobody out, and got out of it.
Something he'll remember for a long
time. Wow, and he came off of there jacked. It was pretty fun.
And we were, too.
And we were, too. I'm sure nobody had any idea what I was saying.
We were frozen.
A lot of yelling. We're both frozen. Shivering. But that warmed me up a little bit.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Nothing worse than being outside doing a game like that. Well, any game.
Yep. Yeah, there wasn't much way of getting out of that wind.
Well, and my propane heater was 300 yards away in the parking lot at the school.
Yeah, we weren't carrying it.
Didn't need it when we set stuff up because the wind was coming from the west and it shifted to the north and we were done.
Ball four. But he's going to take the base. Load her up.
With one out, the shortstop, number 44, Alex.
That brings Alex Garkey to the plate. Alex could, one big swing, he could add four more to this one pretty easy.
His last at bat, that guy made the catch on him.
Yeah, he went about 340.
Yeah.
To deep right
center. Was over his head, wasn't it?
No, he caught the last
one. He did catch it.
It was right at the 350 sign.
Yep.
Great play. And like you said, I don't think he caught it square either. He just powered it out.
Yeah, I don't think he caught it off the old fat part of the bat.
No. Here's a pitch. Way out in front. And he was trying to get rid of that ball.
A little anxious.
That's a big swing.
A little anxious.
So what's the batter's eye made out of in case he hits it?
100% steel.
Oh,
steel.
So could put a little dent in it, but he's not going to knock it over.
He could dent it.
He could dent it. I'd say if he puts a dent in it, there probably won't be too many around it.
No.
Yeah.
Ground ball, base hit. Into left field. We're going to hold the runners. This is usually where Coach Eichel just take her.
One at a time.
Yeah.
I was down at Fort Sight Park a year or two ago, and I looked at our scoreboard out there. There's got to be 100 dents in that thing down at the Fort Sight Park. That's got a bunch of dents in it. Now, it was used. It was from the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, I believe.
I think we're looking at replacing it.
Yeah. Brody Hart, we're going to stay right here. That's a good call by the coach. The ball gets away from the catcher.
Well, I tell you what, you look at that. We played two back-to-back home games, and there's been a lot of people on third base. Look at that line there.
Yeah.
Getting the old grass chewed up.
Yeah, it is.
That's for sure.
And our guys do a lot of dancing.
Line drive. That's going to be caught by the
center
fielder. Man, he's made some plays.
Yeah, he did that to Brody the last time,
Kate
up,
Greasy,
I believe.
Tags and scores. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Brody. Mm. So he gets an RBI out of it.
Get that hard last time, too, but...
Yep.
Center fielder's got his number.
Two outs. Yep. Second baseman, number 17, Austin Seager.
Austin Seager's coming up.
You should have hit it to the third baseman.
Oh, I'd definitely hit it to third baseman. I'd bunt it down the third baseline right now.
Oh, that's brutal. He just look at you. Are you kidding me?
Go ahead.
Did you really bunt?
If you're nice, you just slowly hit a line shot to him so he doesn't have to move.
Don't move
Hunters, you should do for him.
No way, baby. I'm bunting it about halfway down that line.
I gotta get my batting average up.
And then I'm on trip and fall coming out of the box, so he thinks he's got to play.
So he does have to go get it. All righty.
I do the opposite of that. I just soft liner to him.
Austin fly ball center field. Center fielder calls. Got it.
Center fielder's had a great
game. He's had a good game for him. That is 1, 2, 3, 4 more runs on 4 more hits. Indians take a 17-1 lead going into the top of the fifth.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
All righty, we are back here.
Getting ready for hopefully the last three outs of these ball games here. The Indians taking care of business on a Saturday morning against the Tigers. God love them.
Indians been hitting the ball well, hitting them in the right spots, too, dropping in front everywhere and behind. And been a pretty good game for the Indians. Gavin Evers. Gavin Evers has been really good.
Yeah, kind of no-hitter going here so far. And let that first guy get on, and he came around to score. Craziest thing ever.
Yeah, other than that, they have done nothing.
Showed a bunt.
Kind of attempted bunt there. Strike one.
Well, I don't
know. Blazing Randley. Shows bunt again. Comes up empty. No balls, two strikes. How's the get my train of thought here. How's your nephew doing in college? Vanderbilt.
He actually played the last couple of games. He's been... Well, he came out to a slow start there.
There's a bunt right back to the pitcher. Gabby's going to come off. Fire over to Footy for out number one.
Yep. He limped his way down there.
Yeah. Vanderbilt played last night. 1-for-4, I think, against Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
They're out in Oklahoma this
weekend.
What's
their record now?
They're number 17, I think, in the nation. And okay. Got about 20-some. They played 20-some games. Almost 30 games already.
It's amazing.
They play a bunch.
All right, Colton Longnecker steps in there, big number 13.
Dead ball, gonna hit him.
Plunked him. So they've had three guys get on base, one guy with a walk and two guys that he's hit.
Two hit by pitchers.
At least
brings
he didn't.
Parker Crones.
At least he didn't hit the guy with the bad hand.
Bad wheel.
Oh
yeah, right in the hand.
Hit him right. That's one thing I didn't think of.
That would hurt.
Oh, man, I feel so bad
just
for that.
I'd crawl over to home. I'd crawl back into the dugout.
He would an Alex 10.
Yep, I'm going. I'm going.
Straight to the bus.
Yep, here's my jersey.
To the bus, get me home.
If I have to, I'll walk home. I ain't going back.
Can't get me home fast enough. Oh, shoot. Wait.
Hi.
Still got a little pop on her.
Yeah, come on, Gabby. Bear down here. Don't do anything crazy. We got a huge lead.
Yeah,
you got a no-hitter going.
How about a little ground ball double play here?
Yeah, that could happen.
In the game.
That one's in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Parker Crones. Parker struck out his only time up. Struck out swinging.
Swinging
a miss right there. Good pitch.
Here's something I just thought of that we could do for a double play. Get a ground ball to first base. Jacob step on the bag and get the runner at first in a pickle.
He ain't going anywhere.
Just have to throw her down to second.
Yep, be a double play. And
big guy says, I ain't going.
Coach giving him a hard time about going?
Right now, the kid says, we are down 17-1. I'm not getting thrown out at second base.
Pretty sure my run don't mean a thing.
No.
Three balls and the strikes now. Parker Crones.
There's a good pitch.
Pitch comes in for a strike. Tiger's hitless so far in this ball game. See if he can keep her going. Oh, and he hits another.
Plunk a two.
Back to back. Now they see retaliation.
Yep. Plunk. This is the most plunk game I've ever seen.
Retaliation.
That's a lot of hits.
I have a feeling if any of those were retaliation, they'd be a little bit harder.
Batting for Hansonia, number 23, Jacob McNutt.
All right, Jacob McNutt comes in. He grounded out to Austin Seekers his first time up.
Yep.
So,
Austin could.
Tigers now with two guys on.
Triple play.
One out. And a fly ball out towards Reese Wendell in center field. Reese is backing up.
Got it.
He's going to make the play, and that's going to be out number two. Colton Longnecker is getting grossed out because he didn't
they're
tag.
They're wanting to tag. They're wanting to run.
He's like,
he said, have you seen me?
He's standing on first base. A really fast runner would have gotten thrown out at third if he had taken off. So
he was dead meat. He tried to go.
Yeah. That was fairly shallow center field.
Roll back to the top here. Gentlemen, that's the plate. That's the only guy to score
for the
Tigers.
Only guy to score for the Tigers.
Kanan Robinson walked in the first inning, and he grounded out his last time up to Caden Greasy at third.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Little low, ball two. Indians with a bunch of scoring here today.
Yep. Hey, got a bunch in there.
Let's get one more out and finish this off.
Headed up.
Get this no-hitter done.
Here comes the pitch. Swinging him. It's a piece of it. Back to the net. Two balls and a strike now. The leadoff guy, Kanan Robinson.
Put a big old swing
on deck.
Two balls and a strike. Gavin, give him something to hit here. Whoa! There's right into the dugout.
That's why we put the screen up.
Yep.
Actually, I thought it had more gas than it did. Kind of hit the dirt and just died.
Kind of died there, didn't it?
Cue balled him over there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. One strike away from a no-hitter for Gavin Evers.
Might as well finish with a K.
Might as well. Yep.
Exclamation point here. Strike three.
He's got four through four innings.
Ooh, gets a piece of it.
Indians looking to move to 5-2 on this season. And, you know, really, you guys had that tough one on Thursday night. We got beat by Salina. I'll give them
that.
So, you know, pretty good start. Strike three.
Is the ball game.
And that's a no-hitter right there, folks.
Yes,
Indians going to win this bad boy. 17-1. We'll be back with a couple of quick stats, and we'll wrap up this Saturday victory against the Tigers. Indians win 17-1.
Congratulations to pitcher Gavin.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
All right, we're back here at the Fever
there?
Complex. Big Fee, we come away with a huge victory this morning, 17-1 over the Anzonia Tigers, coming in from Dark County, coming off a 10-0 victory last night.
Yeah,
coming in with a high, and Indians took the air out of that tire in a hurry. And for the Indians, I tell you, it was a lot of it had to do with Gavin Evers throwing a no-hitter. He gave up one run in the first inning, basically off of a walk.
Yep.
And then the young man got around, and I don't really remember how he scored. I think he moved on a ground ball.
Ground ball, I think.
And then I think it was pass ball. Got by him.
I think maybe ground ball to Marcus, and he went to first. And he went, we let him score.
And that's right. That's exactly right.
Wasn't a problem.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
early
what happened.
Early in the game, I'm sure we didn't think anything of it. But
who
would have known that was all they were going to get?
Yeah, who would have thunk it? They stranded two of them in the last inning. In the fifth, he only had one walk. He hit a guy three times. Those were basically the only base runners for the Anzonia Tigers. For the Indians, we had one guy that didn't get a hit. Who do you think that was?
Reese Wendell.
Our leadoff guy.
He kept getting hit.
He was on three times. He walked once, got hit, scored three runs, though. Nice job by our leadoff guy. Reese was on base a bunch of times, scored three runs. Mason Diller, good game. Three hits, three runs. Caden Greasy, four hits, four runs. Caden Homan and Jacob Foote, that combination, they had one hit. Alex Garkey came in with two hits. He scored a run. Brody Hart hit the ball hard every time. Only recorded one hit.
Got a hit.
Austin Seacrest, another fine game by him, had a hit, scored a run. Gavin Evers, like we said, pitched a no-hitter. One hit, two runs across the plate. And we had the combination. Actually, it was mostly Keegan Mogenkamp. He scored three times. I think Cody Klinkin scored once.
Yeah, he scored
so
last.
They were on base. Two hits and three runs amongst them two guys.
Yeah,
just an all around good game by the tribe.
Great game for the Indians.
Gives them some confidence going into Lima there on Monday, Fee, and we'll see if we can come back and things might be a little different. What else we got next week?
Yeah, our schedule Monday is like you said, Lima Shawnee. It'll be a 5:30 start, so it'll be a little later. Give them time to get here. Tuesday against we'll be here again. Parkway Panthers are coming to town. And then Thursday at New Bremen. Hopefully get a couple MAC wins next week. And then Saturday, come back here and play a doubleheader against South Adams right here at the Battlegrounds. And great game today. That's about all we got. Me for Dave Kalp and me and Neil, we are done for the weekend. We'll see you Monday night.
This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be right back.